Do you feel like your business is running your life instead of the other way around? I'm Roy Castleman. I've built multiple seven-figure companies, worked across continents, and coached high-performing entrepreneurs. But I've also been completely burnt out. At one point, I was barely seeing my daughter, drowning in stress, and one step away from walking away from it all. That's when I made a decision to build a business and a life that works for me. The journey became Elevate 360. A system to help business owners reclaim their time, find their energy again, and get back in control without sacrificing growth. And this podcast, Power Movers, is where I share real stories behind that shift. Each week, you'll hear from entrepreneurs, founders, and leaders who've walked through the fire and come out of the other side with clarity, courage, and a system that works. If you're ready to build a business that gives you more life instead of taking it away, you're in the right place.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in the world. And today we have Brian joining us. Hello, Brian. Welcome to the podcast.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening.
Well, you're morning and I'm evening.
Yeah, this is true. It is 8:04 a.m. here in California.
And 4:04 in the UK. It's amazing what we can do in this world, right? Amazing.
This is true.
Yeah.
Wait, it's 4:04 a.m. or p.m.?
P.m.
Okay.
Yeah. No, I'm not that eager.
Man, you are an early riser, my friend.
I will get up early, but I'll then go and do my meditation, my ice bath, and my breath work. Yep. Yeah, before I get the day going.
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about your story, Ron.
Well, I am originally from Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. I had a dream from a young age to move to California. I grew up in a musically inclined family. And yeah, just hence the guitars and stuff behind me. And I just always wanted to, I started watching MTV at a young age, you know, and started seeing all these hair metal bands living the sex, drugs, and rock and roll lifestyle and off Sunset Boulevard in California. And I just had a dream to do that. So I told my dad, he told me it was a pipe dream. I would never make it. That planted the seed for me to prove him wrong. And so I got into drugs and alcohol really early, struggled with it my whole life. Rehabs, sober living homes, jails, prison, all of it. And then at 42, moved in 2020, right during the beginning of COVID, I moved to California, just packed up everything I could and left everything and everybody and moved out here. Ended up in a really bad situation when I got out here. From anything from homelessness to sleeping in my car, tents, moving around a lot, hostels, you know, and I just been through it, man. It became something a lot different than my mind had pictured when I got to California. And then moved to Huntington Beach on a guiding feeling, a guidance feeling, if you will. Met an 85-year-old lady when I was sleeping in my car out here and gave me a chance, man. Helped me get a roof over my head. And at that point, once I had that, my alcoholism and my drug addiction got to a really, really scary place. And then 2 years, 6 months, and I don't know, 28 days, something like that, 942 days ago, I made the decision to get sober, and she helped me with that and started making TikTok videos about our life, explaining my story and sharing what happened. And next thing you know, it went just crazy viral and kept doing it, started live streaming and built Crab Crew. And I was just taking off in ways that I could have never even imagined.
Amazing. Amazing. Well done.
Thank you.
Well done for beating some demons. Yeah. So tell us a little bit more about the company, about what you're doing, about how you're doing it.
Well, I started live streaming, like I said, and there was nobody watching me. I think like seven people doing this. It was maybe 7 months into me getting sober.
Yeah.
I had a lot of people reaching out saying, you know, you should start live streaming and kind of sharing what you're going through and what you're doing. And I just didn't really have an interest in it. I just wanted to keep making videos. But I did. And I noticed that I started getting a lot of the same people showing up every time I did it, and it just kept getting bigger and bigger, and it gave me a way to get the creative side of me out
Yeah.
and just share my story, thinking that maybe somebody could be going through something similar.
Yeah.
And if it helps by me sharing what I'm going through, it was all in, it's all in real time. I don't hold anything back. I don't, try to sugarcoat things, and I share my struggles. So I started doing it out by the Huntington Beach Pier, and people kind of started to get to know me and see my, because once I go live, dude, my whole, I change. Like I go full on wackadoodle mode. I just have so much fun with it and have a good time. Well, one day this one of my followers sent me this crab gift, and it this crab cartoon thing dances on your head and it moves its little pinching things around. And I had yelled out something silly like, "Why did you just give me crabs here on TikTok in front of everybody?" And it just turned into this funny, fun thing. And next thing I know, I'm getting crab gifts from all over the world. People are sending
Wow.
me crab everything. So I listened to my internal, I don't talk about religion or politics, but I do believe in a power greater than myself. And I was, this moment, this movement thing that was happening was getting, it happened so fast and just kept growing that I thought that there was something here. So I just started researching crabs and come to find out they're resilient, they're adaptive. And I've been learning how to become resilient and adaptive, not only through my struggles, but being sober. Right?
Yeah.
So how, I don't know what it's like to be sober. I don't know that Brian. I don't know who that guy is. So I started really thinking about my own life in terms of a crab. Not only are they resilient and adaptive, they're able to move in so many different directions. They're able to claw themselves out from these deep, dark holes. And I was in a deep, dark hole and was able to climb myself out of it. And then I stumbled upon the crab mentality, which is a
Okay.
real thing. And it
Okay.
blew me away. So if you put crabs in a container, they'll try to climb out and the other ones will pull them back down.
Okay. Yeah.
And it's called the crab mentality. So once I stumbled across that and started really thinking about my own life and the past of all the stuff that I've gone through and choices I've made and poor decisions, and I started looking at all of that and then who I am today and the different things I was going through and learning how to figure out who I am and learning how to, live in this new spirit, this new life. And so I started thinking, well, oftentimes it wasn't necessarily, I mean, it was, don't get me wrong, other people pulling me back down, in that circle that I was living in. But a lot of times it was me, not only allowing myself to be pulled back down, but also me letting myself pull myself back down, if that makes sense. I was never ready, right? And so I would pull myself back down, and that could have been through all the negative thoughts, like you're not going to be able to do anything with your life. This is just who you are. This is how everybody knows you. You're comfortable here. You know this lifestyle. And so I stayed in that lifestyle.
There's something there about taking responsibility for your own environment, right? Because
Absolutely.
one of my most powerful moments was when I realized that I had full control of my environment and I took responsibility for that environment.
Right.
Because when I took that responsibility, I was in a situation where I then had control of it. Because
Right.
while you're in victim mode, while you're like everybody else is doing this to me and the universe is not fair and you've got that whole negative flow, as you intimate, you can't take, you can't see any way out of it, right? But when
Right.
I took responsibility, it's like, okay, I'm in control of every single thing in my environment, how I walk into the room, how I present myself, the emotions that I put in there beforehand, realizing the power that gave me, that power was really something, really uplifting.
Right. No, absolutely. So to add to that, I can only control my mind and my
Gotcha.
feelings. So if I start letting the outside world, things that I can't control, dictate how I feel, it jumbles up everything and becomes messy, right? And so you start trying to control things you can't control, which creates feelings that are really unnecessary because you're projecting almost in a sense that, you are going through this. Well, there are things you can control, but all those outside factors, start creating anxiety or depression or, just nervousness and all those type feelings. And then you kind of just spiral out. So yeah, man, I had to learn how to just control my mind, and controlling that and has led me to take away things out of my life instead of adding to them. So what I've learned for myself is that when I think, by adding things, we feel like we're doing something, right? We get a new car, some clothes, a raise, whatever it may be. And we think, okay, I'm making progress. But you still have those unsettling, nervous, anxiety type feelings. What I had to learn to do, and what I realized, was taking away things out of my life, people, places, or things that were making me have those. I'm not really an anxious person, but just having those unsettling type feelings and just the constant chaos in my brain. Once I started taking things away, I found that's where the real growth for me was, getting used to getting people, places, and things out of my life that are unnecessary.
And when you're forced to be in that situation where there is not much, right? And I was in a situation also during COVID where I'd bought this really big adventure center. So this was indoor surfing and indoor skydiving, and it was a dream. And then the government basically took it away, right? And I lost a lot of money. I lost my sanity. I went to some really dark places. And at one stage, I had to sit there and say, "Right, what do I actually need? Right, what do I need to survive?" And I worked out that I just need a roof over my head and some food. Right.
Stop. Hold, I gotta stop you right there. Every morning before my feet even hit the floor, there's five things that I eat. First thing when I wake up, I say, "Thank you so much for having another chance. I have a roof over my head, shoes on my feet, clothes on my back, and food in my stomach." It's those basic things, and then everything after that is like a bonus. So yeah, I get it.
And when you get to that point, accepting the worst case scenario is what I call it, right? Because when you're so tied into, okay, what's this person going to think? What's that kind of person gonna, I should be here in my life. I've already done all this. Why am I not there? You don't have control. But when you accept the worst case scenario, you're like, okay, I'm going to go bankrupt. I'm going to lose everything. I'm just going to have this left in my life. Suddenly the weight lifts, right? It's just this big weight that goes off your shoulder. And then once you've accepted the worst case scenario, what you can do is, what can I do to make it a little bit better every day? Right. Yeah. And I just started working through that process, and I was like, okay, step by step by step. I lost the adventure center. There was no way that was going to be saved. But I managed to save a bunch of other things. But I learned so many lessons along that journey that I would have never learned anywhere else. And I look back at that time beforehand, I look back at it very much as a, woe is me, so it's not fair, all these kind of emotions. Now I look back at it with gratitude. I'm grateful for having been through that experience, because I am the product of my experiences. Being able to share the shortcuts out of those pain points. Be able, I mean, I work with business owners, and business owners, we have this pressure we put on ourselves from the outside world, how people see us, what we should be doing. We're doing this for our families. We're doing this for, serving the purpose we have in the world. And we forget to look after ourselves. Right. The business that you bought to get yourself freedom is the thing that gives you, it becomes your biggest prison. So, how do you learn to look after yourself first? Right? Because
I think you said something that I've struggled with for a while, especially during the beginning of my sobriety, was Why did this happen to me? Why was I this way? Why did God make me this way? But I started looking at life from a different perspective. And instead of looking at it as, why is this happening to me? I started looking at it as, this is happening for me. And it immediately changed my perspective and the outlook and the outcome of where my life was going, because I started taking that information and looking at it like, well, if this is happening for me, that means there's a lesson in it. That means there's something different waiting on the other side of all of this. And when that switched in my brain, it started allowing my footsteps. I think we want to make these huge jumps, right? To notice this difference. Like, I've got to do this, I've got to do that. Well, just being able to put one foot in front of the other is compound interest, right? You'll look at yourself if you start making these little discipline changes. You'll look back in, 6 weeks, 2 months, 6 months, and look in the mirror while brushing your teeth and like, whoa, I've come a lot further, than I could have ever imagined. And it all changes when you start looking at life as it's happening for you and not to you. And you're able to kind of start looking at life from a different perspective and making better decisions from it,
I love that. I talk about momentum, any type of momentum. If you can be moving forward, then you can change direction. You can move, sideways. You can move faster. You can move slower. But if you don't have the momentum, and that's where we get stuck, right? We get to a point where I can't move forward. With no momentum, you're going to be static. So what can you do to make a small step? What are the things?
Even sometimes, though, that stopping and just breathing is not killing the momentum. But once you allow those thoughts to start creeping back in of you think you should be doing A, B, and C, well, if you look back from where you start, let's say you started this whole mind shift 2 months ago. Grab a pen and a piece of paper and look at where your life was before you started making these decisions and life choices and looking at it from a different perspective. Then look at where you are now. Even in 2 months, you'll see that momentum. And once you start moving, you start realizing that, man, I am doing a lot more than I thought I was. And then you start getting proud of yourself. And then you start thinking, man, I can do more. And you're right, that momentum just continues to snowball in a good way, not snowball in a bad way.
Picking up on that and going a bit deeper into it, there's this challenge as humans that we face, which is we look at ourselves right now and we never, stop and say, right, how far have I come? Right, to exactly to your point. Right. And you're gonna be a totally different person tomorrow than you are today. Every single day you change, and we are such an amalgamation of all of our experiences. And if we can take lessons from those experiences, that's living, that's life. We
That's
I believe
exactly
we're
right.
here. We're here to learn, to grow, to become more than we were yesterday. And so long as you're not sitting in the same place, banging your head against the same wall, then you're learning.
Absolutely. And if it was so, we all like ex fun experiences. Like we are experience driven people, right? We like to go to Six Flags. We like to go swim with sharks. We like to, do all these things, take vacations, and these are all experiences. Well, if you can wake up and just realize that your entire day is just going to be a bunch of experiences, good, bad, or indifferent, you're here to live through those experiences. And a lot of times I don't like to look backwards. You can look at your past, just don't stare at it, right? But if you do it for just a second and you think, well, man, I remember when I was going through a divorce, or I was betrayed, or I had a whatever, horrible situation that you faced, If you could think back to that moment when you thought, there's no way I'm going to be able to go through this, the tears, the hurt, the crying, the sadness, the depression, the freaking out, the chaotic thoughts, whatever it was, you're here now and you made it through it, right? And oftentimes I noticed in my own life that I would forget that there was always a lesson. And it's not that you learned it the very next day. It could be 2, 3 years later, and all of a sudden you look back and you're like, oh my gosh, that's why I went through that. Because whatever you're going through or whatever you're facing now, that had built you for
To
this
where you
moment.
are, yeah.
So, we tend to think that we cut ourselves short, or we're not doing anything, and we're not gonna be able to survive it, when you've survived so much in your life and you made it through it. You're going to make it through this as well.
And I think one of the sets of work that I've been doing a lot of work with is meditation.
Oh man.
So,
Big old meditation, bro. It is a morning and evening routine.
yeah, so I've been doing Dr. Joe Dispenza's work. And
Oh yeah. Love that guy.
yeah, I literally just came back from a retreat in Denver with him.
Oh, did you really? Oh, how cool. What about the sun gazing? Do you do any of that?
I'll do a bit of that. And he talks a lot about emotions, and he talks about the power of our mind to make emotions. And
Right.
then, yeah, so our mind makes an emotion, and then it creates a chemical, and that chemical goes into your body. Right. And yeah, so that's why you feel. You feel because your mind has perceived a situation, and then it's put these chemicals into your body. And these chemicals stay in your body, right? And then you think, have the same thought again, and then you have the same chemicals come into your body. And yeah, you keep on doing that, and you train your body, to be that way. Right. And as you're going through this process, you're trying to get out of this emotional, washing machine that you're in. So when you train yourself out of it, you're taking your history, you're taking the bad emotions, and you're making it your knowledge, right?
Right.
To what you were saying is that, let's take those bad feelings and make it into, our knowledge, make it into our knowledge base, because then we can use them. Then I can look back on, standing at a top of a 130-foot tower at the Adventure Center, getting ready to end my life, right?
Right.
And I can say, okay, what did I learn from that? And I learned that I can be at the bottom of the barrel, and I can still climb out, and I can still claw my way, to being successful, right?
Right. Well, I love Joe Dispenza in the way he describes what you. And it's one of my favorite sayings ever. It didn't come from Joe Dispenza. It's been around forever. But as within, so without. As above, so below. So what you're constantly feeding yourself, I mean, this goes down to your scrolling, right? Your internet clicks, your feed, your For You page. The thoughts that you have constantly putting in your head is creating your own reality. If you can think negative, you can think positive, but you have to become conscious of those thoughts. So, man, I really want to start this TikTok channel, but I'm so afraid to put myself out there. I'm too old. I don't really know a lot, but I have this desire to share about flowers, but I don't know how to, do it or whatever. And you keep telling yourself all these negative reasons not to do it, but you have that passion to do it. You can flip that around and say, I know a ton about flowers. I know about the soil. I know about the sunlight. I know about the watering. I know about, the position to put them in when the sun's going to be coming. All these things. But this is just a simple example, but you keep telling yourself these reasons not to start it. Your outside world is going to reflect everything that your internal world says about you. Right. So if you can think negative, you can think positive. If you can sit there and bash yourself, you can uplift yourself. It's just sometimes you just have to stop and realize that's what you're doing.
I think the manifestation of that is that we talk badly to ourselves. We talk worse to ourselves than we would talk to anybody else.
Absolutely.
I spent like 6 months. When I realized how badly I was talking to myself, I was like, okay, that needs to stop now. Yeah, and I'd get up in the morning and I'd walk into the bathroom and I'd drop my keys in the toilet and I was like, oh, you idiot. Da, da, da. Yeah, and then yeah, and then I'd go out and I'd kick the dog and I'd yeah. And as I went through this process of just talking negative to myself, my body believed I was in a negative position. Right. But when you can flip it around and say, oh, well, there goes the keys, and suddenly all those bad things stop happening to you. Yeah. And
Right.
like you say, it
It's so
scrolls.
true.
So this
It's so true.
one of my favorite books is The Four Agreements
I've
by
got two copies of it.
yeah.
Why I have two, I don't know, but I've got two copies of it. I love that book.
Yeah, and it's just this poison that you put out in the world and the poison you receive. Yeah, it's all words, right? Words are so powerful. Yeah,
Yes.
talk to yourself. Yeah, it's the old cliche of love yourself, and that's so easy to say and so hard to do, right?
Right.
Yeah,
Would you tell your best friend, if you're sitting there telling yourself those thoughts internally, right? Would you turn around and tell your best friend, would you say those things to them?
yeah.
So why are you
Why?
telling yourself that?
Yeah.
For instance, dude, celebrate your little wins throughout the day.
Yeah.
Dude, I will want to. Yesterday, I'm at work and I had to do a bunch of taping and sanding and all this kind of stuff at this theater. And I was ripping up all this tape and I would crumble it up and I would just throw it in this large garbage can, right? If it went in, I'm like, win! Celebrating, in the most fun, silly way.
Yeah.
Celebrating those little wins, the little things in life, create again that momentum. And you're like, huh, all right, that felt pretty good to say I won it doing something so silly.
Yeah.
You drop your keys in the toilet and it's like, well, apparently I was supposed to reach in the toilet this morning, and you just pull them out,
Yeah.
it's not the end of the world, and it's not. You start telling yourself, "Oh my God, that was so stupid, Brian. Why did you do that? Are you
Yeah.
not paying attention?" All those things. Well, again, you tell yourself internally those things. Your outside world is just going to show you more of it. Your subconscious mind does not know the difference between reality and the truth.
Yep.
So if you tell yourself that these are just bad experiences, this is, I'm an idiot, I'm stupid, I'm too old, I'm not smart enough, I don't have the right education, whatever it may be, your subconscious mind is going to believe that, and it's your reality, your outside reality is going to reflect nothing but more situations to prove that. So why wouldn't you start telling yourself the exact opposite so your outside world would change? It's not easy. It's not easy. Now I'm sitting here and smile about it and get excited about it because I work at it every single day. It's not something that changes overnight. But if you want anything bad enough in this world that is worth something to you and meaningful and valuable and loving and caring and brings you peace and joy, it's probably not going to come easy. It's like praying for patience. God, please, this is going on in my life right now. I need the patience to do this. Well, you think you're going to get patience dropped into your lap? You're poorly mistaken.
But what you are going to get dropped into your lap is all the opportunities to prove you have patience.
Bingo.
Yeah. All the opportunities in the world to prove
Yeah.
that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
You can't do what you ask for.
I came out of this adventure center, adventure per se, and I lost pretty much everything. Right. And slowly but surely, positive mind. I don't know if you come across Wim
Oh yeah, the breath guy.
Hof.
Always in the cold.
I'm a
All
Wim Hof
right,
instructor. I'm a Wim Hof.
he's out of control, crazy, just awesome.
So I'm an instructor for him. So I instruct his things. So I went and met him.
You
I've been
know that
out.
guy?
So, and this idea of all these things that you can put yourself through, the breath work, just so powerful. Right. I'll send you some breath work if you'd like some. I've got some
I love
for
it because all I do is
you.
the four in hold and then six out, like the box breathing type stuff. Yeah, I would love some of that.
And that changed my life, right? That changed. 20 minutes of breath work in the morning, makes me feel 20% better. And that just makes my whole day 100% better.
More compound interest proof.
For sure. And you go through life, and I would never have learned that if I hadn't been through the adventure side of things. Right.
Right.
And that just so many things compound when you can look at them in a positive way. Okay, that's why, yeah, like you said, that's why that happened. This is why that happened.
Yeah. But sometimes it takes just stopping, and that's why I believe meditation is so important, right? It's learning how to, you're not being asked to stop the thoughts, right? Because that is, and it's an impossibility. It's learning how to let those thoughts race through and not try to control them and not sit there and dwell on them and just let them go. That's when you really start learning how to control your mind, and then you add breath work on top of that. Dude, there's not one thing after going through the things that I've been through, and especially getting sober, I have learned that my peace and my energy and my time will not be messed with by anybody but myself. Right? I refuse to let people, places, and things come into my life and control my day. That's why my morning and evening routines are so important. Right? I don't touch my phone for 30 minutes plus before I get out of bed. I don't let emails and text messages and social media control my morning. And when I go to sleep at night, I do a gratitude journal that allows me to get all those thoughts out. So you start like getting things, letting yourself control your day by your own thoughts, your own emotions, your own feelings, guide you throughout the day. And then at night, you let them all go and return to that gratitude, right? And oftentimes, man, you just wake up feeling so much better and so much more peaceful. So yeah, man, that's just, I those are non-negotiables in my life right now, you know?
Let's flip now. I mean, that's really beautifully said. Yeah, let's flip now to what the future looks like for you. What's the plan? Where are you going? How are you taking your message out to the world?
Well, I created crabcrew.com, right? And I built what I feel has helped me. So I've gone to AA, I've gone to sober living homes, I've gone to rehabs, I've gone to jail, I've gone to prison, and they all have these rules of getting to Oz, right? That's one way. And if you go against that, or you don't follow the AA 12 steps, if you don't do exactly what the sober living people or what the rehab things are telling you to do, then 99% chance you're going to relapse. I started thinking about all of that, and yes, I did go to AA meetings for the first 7 to 8 months of me getting sober. It was a huge help. I knew that I needed something, but once I started realizing for myself that I was able to get through my day in different ways by staying grateful and doing these little disciplines, I just grabbed a pen and a piece of paper, man, and I started writing down all of these steps. So I created what's called the Crab Crew, or the Crab Transformation Experience. There's no right or wrong way to do it. It's just doing it, right? And it
So
heavily
it's doing
revolves.
what's right for you, right? And we're all different.
Exactly, but these little disciplines can change your life because it's everything that we were just talking about. The not touching your phone, the staying, controlling your day. All these little daily habits that I started building and continue to do when no one was looking, no applause were coming, no one watching, and doing it just solely for me. Things started changing, and I mean rapidly. They just started becoming so much more joyful and peaceful, and the gratitude was just overwhelming to an extent that I just started writing down all the things that I had to do to get to this point, which was the C was for clean. I had to get clean, first of all, but that wasn't just getting the drugs and alcohol out of my system. It was the mind, body, and spirit, right? I had to clean all that chaos and the nonsense and the lies that I've been telling myself for so long out of my head, sometimes just one by one, right? And just daily, at least doing something. And then resilience, when life hits, how are you going to get back up? It's not even so much, don't think about what you do. It's just make sure you get back up, right? You can Staying down is easy, but building resilience when life hits and learning how to bounce back up, sometimes that's all it takes. Then you can start putting one foot in front of the other, and they don't have to be huge. They don't have to be monumental. Again, that compound interest is what builds over time. And then the adaptability, you can control your sail, but you can't control the storm, So adjusting your mindset and your thoughts and your actions just 1% on a daily basis. And then believing became the foundation of that, right? So believing that you're worth it, believing that you could do so much more, believing that you can have the best possible experiences even when things get hard and difficult, and being able to look at internally believing that you're here for a reason, and there's somebody that would be devastated if you weren't in their life. So, believing in yourself became the pillars of the crab. And then I just started writing down all these daily things that I do, and it's a transformation experience. It's not a course. There's no rules to it. It's just listening and finding out where that person is at, and then building off of that with these daily disciplines. And for me, sharing that and being able to help people do that is, it just is my passion, and that's where the road takes me from here. I'm just doing what I feel is the right thing to do and what brings me joy. And but I do want to take this whole thing, because my story is pretty nuts when I really dive into all the things that I've been through and done and the experiences. So I just love sharing it and want to take it, as far as I can, just to help the next person.
Amazing. And if you could, to wrap up, if you could give people one bit of advice on how to start, how to take that first step, what would it be?
I think you really have to get serious about finding out what it is that you want. Grab a pen and a paper and just let it go. Just let it go. Don't try to control the thoughts. Don't try to make sense of any of it. Just find out what it is that you want in your life, and that will lead you to finding out, are you in a position to want to change? Are you really to that point where you're just talking about it? Or are you at that point where your life has come to really want something greater? And so my suggestion would just be getting all those thoughts out and figuring out what it is that you want, because you can't start anything if you don't know what you want. And if you want peace, well, all right, you can have it. But you at least have to start and figure out what it is that you want. And so that would be my advice to you.
Beautifully said, man. Beautifully said. Thank you very much for joining me. It's been a pleasure talking to you, and we
Boy,
look
thank you
forward
so
to the
much for
journey.
having me. Yeah, I appreciate it, man. Thank you so much.
For listening to Power Movers, the podcast from All the Power, where our mission is to help business owners reclaim their time, reset their energy, and live the life they love. If this episode sparked something for you, your next step is simple. Take the fit check at allthepower.co.uk. It's a short clarity tool that helps you see where you are, what's getting in the way, and what might be possible if you have the right system. When you're ready, come and join the tribe. Power Movers start with our signature framework called Elevate 360, a system built to help you escape survival mode, create structure, and move forward with power. Just remember, everything we share here is based on real stories, experience, and frameworks. It's not personal business advice. Always speak to a coach or advisor before making big decisions. Because in the end, it's about more than business. It's about building a life that you actually love. I'm Roy Castleman, and I'll see you in the next episode.